conspired to intensify Nadia's love affair with the snooze button. She only accomplished being on time for work about once a week, normally on a Monday. She thanked God she lived alone in a flat that technically her mother owned, but that meant she didn't need roommates. No matter what time she got up, at least there was never a queue for the bathroom. Monday was a perpetual fresh start, but often by the time Nadia put a Netflix series on that night, little had changed. She was always very conscientious between getting up and just before lunch, though. It was Monday afternoons that undid her. It couldn't be helped. The working week was just so agonizingly long, and she spent her whole life trying to catch up with herself. She was sick of being exhausted. A viral BuzzFeed article had called it millennial burnout, but that's not to say Nadia couldn't achieve big things when she put her mind to it. Recently, she'd polished off all 7 seasons of The Good Wife in little under 3 weeks. Unfortunately, however, there was no way to leverage her binge-watching of American lawyers in impossibly tight skirts with bizarrely sassy retorts to chauvinism skill into a salaried position. And so, life went on in a muddle. Well, until today. Today was the first day of the rest of her life. Nadia's new routine to change her life wasn't to be confused with a fresh start, because obviously the new routine to change her life would not fail like previous attempts. This time it would be different. She would be different. She'd become the woman one step ahead of herself. The sort of woman who meal prepped for the week in matching Tupperware, who didn't have to renew her passport at exorbitant cost the week before a holiday, but instead recognised the expiration date with a 3-month lead time and didn't get frustrated at the confusing form at the post office. She was to become the kind of woman who had comprehensive life insurance and a closet full of clothes already ironed, instead of crisis-steaming wrinkled and other stories dresses 5 minutes before she had to run for the bus. Nadia would become, when her new plan became her new reality, a beacon of goop-like organisation and zen. More namaste than namaste in bed. She'd be the Gwyneth Paltrow of Stamford Hill, with slightly wonkier teeth. "Excuse me, sorry," she screeched, to nobody in particular and everyone all at once, as she approached the platform at speed. She normally hated the people that shoved her out of the way in tube stations and at bus stops, as if they were the only folks with anywhere important to be. On more than one occasion, she'd shouted after an elbow barger, "Excuse you!" in pointed frustration. But today, this morning, she was the selfish oaf pushing through the commuting crowds, and she didn't have time to be embarrassed about it. The new Nadia was perhaps a little ruder than her old self, but goddammit, she was also more punctual. She suddenly had an echo of the shrill soprano of her GCSE English teacher, who would intone, "To be early is to be on time is to be late, and to be late is absolutely unacceptable." "Wait, no," she squealed. Nadia was 4 quick steps away from the train, but at the speed she was hurtling, was about to go face first into closed doors, unless somebody defied Transport for London's rules and held them open. "Wait, wait, 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 wait!" Her voice reached a pitch only dolphins could hear. As if in slow motion, a hand reached out and pinned the door back, meaning that Nadia could stumble aboard just as her knock-off Ray-Bans hit her face and she was temporarily blinded by their darkness. The door snapped shut behind her. She'd made it. Just. With a bit of practice, Nadia thought, suddenly smug, muttering a thank you and grabbing the only free seat to sit and slurp at her coffee, "I might be able to nail this new routine." It had taken cajoling and effort, but so far, in the whole hour and a half she'd been up, she was impressed to reflect that she'd stuck to her self-imposed rules. 90 minutes on plan was better than 90 minutes off plan, after all. The new routine to change her life comprised several things besides making sure she was on the platform at exactly 7:30 a.m. to catch the tube from Angel to London Bridge. The other rules included at least 7 hours of sleep a night, meaning bed at 11 p.m. latest, and that meant lights out and eyes closed at 11 p.m, not getting to bed at 11 p.m, and spending 3 hours doggedly refreshing the holy trifecta of Instagram, Twitter, and email, and then wondering why it was so difficult to get up when the alarm went off the next day, whilst also fueling the suspicion that everyone else's life was far easier.